Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up high, high.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My guest this morning is Margaret Ann West. She is the director of events at Fiesta Pensacola, celebrating 75 years this year. That's amazing. For you, those of you who don't know about Fiesta Pensacola and their many great events every year here in Pensacola, definitely stay tuned because this is going to be very informative and interesting. Thank you, Margaret, for being here this morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Thank you for the work that you do, bringing us these great events. If you're not already full of crawfish, this season, it's about time to get really cray. You'd like to see what I did there?
See what you did there. Cray, yes, fish. Let's get cray.
Yeah.
That's actually part of, we actually put that on our shirts some years. So
yeah, I saw the logo here. It says cray. It's got, yeah, that's cute. I like that.
Yes, the Crawfish Festival is coming up last week in April 26, 27, 28 in downtown Pensacola. We will have all the crawfish that you can ask for, plus some amazing arts and crafts vendors, some amazing entertainment from bluegrass to Cajun to soul. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, great. And the 26th, 27th, 28th, what can people expect there? If you've never been to a crawfish festival in Pensacola, what are you going to see when you go there?
We have a little bit of something for everybody. For those of you that have been to the crawfish festival before, maybe 20 years ago, it has definitely changed. We have grown in the best way. It isn't just crawfish and food vendors anymore. We added arts and crafts vendors about 5 years ago. So you can find some arts and crafts vendors, local arts and crafts vendors, as well as from the other surrounding areas. They'll have art, photography, gourmet items, all sorts of items for just about anything you need. If you need a Mother's Day gift, come on down. Yeah. So we'll have arts and crafts vendors as well as the food vendors that we traditionally have and a whole lot of crawfish.
All right. And how much does it cost to get into this event?
So to get into the event, it is $5 per day for adults. It is $2 a day for children 6 to 12. And then it is free for kids 5 and under.
Okay. So I'm guessing there will just be like a day.
Yes.
Wristband,
yep,
sort of
situation. We have a admission gate. It'll be on there. There's one on Zaragoza Street right by Pensacola Bay Brewery, as well as one on Government Street, which is right across from Hub Stacy's. Oh, and you'll just purchase those tickets at the gate. We accept cash or card.
Okay, yeah. Great. Who are some of the sponsors this year? Who are you going to have down there?
Well, we always have our platinum sponsors, which we're honored to have with us throughout the year. So Lewis Bear Company, Bud Light. Mm-hmm. We have Coca-Cola United, Pensacola location with us. We have Reef Holdings and Fairfield. Fairfield Inn on Pensacola Beach. They are our sponsors that join us throughout our events at Fiesta. Then we could not do it without them. So we are so appreciative. And then we have a lot of local businesses that will be out there joining us as well. Mm.
And let's talk a little bit about Fiesta Pensacola, because I was not very aware of this organization, and you guys have been around for 75 years. You've been with them for how many, 9 years?
Nine years. It'll be 9 in July.
Wow, and you kind of grew up around Fiesta Pensacola, right?
Tell us about that. So Fiesta Pensacola started 75 years ago. We are celebrating our 75th birthday this year. We are very excited, and we are celebrating bigger and better than ever. But we were formed to celebrate Pensacola as a city, because we are America's first city, first settlement. Right. Just because a hurricane blew us away there for a minute doesn't mean we weren't first, right?
Exactly.
So we were formed to celebrate the founding of Pensacola by Don Tristan de Luna in 1559. And we do that through fun and frivolity, like we were
mm-hmm.
talking about,
yeah.
through festive events throughout the year, such as the Pensacola Crawfish Festival, the Pensacola Seafood Festival in September, our Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt that's coming up early April. We have our Fiesta Celebration in the summer, which is about 15 events over a 10-day period.
Wow.
Plus, we recently added a golf tournament. We have volunteer events throughout the year to celebrate our volunteers, because we could not do anything that we do without our volunteers. So we kind of have something for everybody, and we're going all year long.
Yeah, you guys go all year. I was about to say, this is an all year round effort for
it
you
is.
Guys, right?
It's funny, because some people realize Fiesta Pensacola for the Fiesta Celebration in the summer. Some people know us for our festivals. Very few realize how much we actually do throughout the year. So we like to stay busy for sure.
Yes. Now, for the Crawfish Festival, is there any room for vendors and sponsors still, or is all that closed out already?
For the Crawfish Festival, we are fortunate that our vendor applications are closed now. We had a lot of interest this year, so we closed them a little bit earlier. So we will have over 80 vendors joining us this year, which is more than we've ever had. We're very excited about it. And then sponsors, we're always open to sponsors. If anybody is looking to join us that weekend, we can build a sponsorship package for you. Or if you had something in mind, you're welcome to reach out. We are always happy to welcome sponsors to any of our events.
Right. I'm excited to see some of the handmade items that you guys have. Because like you said, Mother's Day, all this stuff is coming up. You know, getting a handmade gift for your mom is just a great idea, especially somebody, you know, local.
Oh, for sure.
It's everything's got a great story with it, I'm sure. If you have questions this morning for Margaret Ann West, she's the director of events at Fiesta Pensacola, let us know and we'll get your questions answered right here on the air. Our number is 850-437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Jake Walker. So glad to be with you. Talking about the Pensacola Crawfish Festival coming up April 26th through the 28th. This is going to be down on Government Street. You can get in across from Hub Stacy's and on Zaragoza Street across Pensacola Bay Brewery. It's going to be $5 a day for adults, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
And kids are
$2? $2, kids age 6 to 12, and then 5 and under are free.
All righty. If you have any questions, like I said, before we run out of time, 437-1620. We've got another event coming up before the Crawfish Festival. Let's talk about that because this is always a favorite. People love this one.
Yes. The Children's Treasure Hunt, Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt, presented by International Paper. This is an event that is loved throughout Fiesta as well as the community. It is a completely free event. It is a day of fun for families to come out. It is at Museum Plaza, which is downtown behind the Pensacola Museum of History. We have the entire day is packed out. We have a treasure hunt through the Pensacola Museum of History. We have lunch. We have face painting. We have games. We have a lot of, this past year, we actually added a bunch of community partners. So we have 8 community partners joining us. They'll have crafts and games and more information about what they do in the community. It's a lot of fun. We have 5-star dance coming to perform. It's just a great day of fun, completely free. And then we have each child that checks in, the first 500 get to take a giveaway bag home full of fun little prizes, as well as about 28 grand prizes that we draw out of a hat. We have different age groups, so it's bicycles, tricycles, art easels, games, and then we have 2 grand prizes, which would be a stay out on the beach with a fun big basket full of beach toys and towels and all of that. So we hope you'll join us on April 6th in Museum Plaza, downtown Pensacola. Registration starts at 11:30 that day.
All right, but completely free, though.
Yes, completely free.
Awesome.
You don't have to bring your wallet.
Very cool. Well, you should.
Well, you
know,
should
just
in
have
case.
Your license.
Yes, Do all that.
In case you get pulled over. Yes. And, you know, you never know.
Drive safely.
Yes, definitely. Take your time getting down there. All right. So that's going to be the Children's Treasure Hunt April 6th. What time does that start again?
Registration will start at 11:30 and it goes till about 3. And so we'll have lunch from about 11:30 till we run out, which is usually about 1. We have free snow cones, games, face painting. It's just a fun day. Hopefully the weather, knock on wood, will be beautiful. It was last year. So we dialed that up again this year.
And if it is beautiful, bring some sunscreen because it's that time of year.
Yes,
you know?
Please
we
do.
Definitely have some red skin there. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing this to us. We'll be back with more. If you have questions, 437-1620. My guest, Margaret Ann West, the director of events at Fiesta Pensacola. Go to fiestapensacola.org to see them celebrating 75 years of great events. And when we come back, we'll talk about how you can get in touch with Fiesta Pensacola and maybe volunteer your time at one of these great events. We'll be right back after this. I'm Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Don't go anywhere.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. this Wednesday for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners, it's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune to the Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh yeah, it gets me in the spirit. I'm ready for this time of year. Just some hot crawfish and some corn and potatoes. I'm all about it. Give me a boil anywhere. And I'm there. My name is Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My guest this morning, Margaret Ann West. She is the Director of Events at Fiesta Pensacola, celebrating 75 years of amazing events and celebrations right here in our own backyard. Talking about the Children's Treasure Hunt coming up on April 6th, and also the Pensacola Crawfish Festival not too far away, April 26th through the 28th. Margaret Ann, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you again for having me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So, real quick, looking at the website here, go to fiestapensacola.org. There's a way people can get involved and get in contact and maybe volunteer their time. Let's talk about that a little bit. What can people do for Fiesta Pensacola?
Yes, so we, our volunteer force is called the Fiesta Forces. It comprised of, it can be anywhere from 100 volunteers to 500 volunteers. We are accepting of everybody. We would love to have you to volunteer with Fiesta. If you, like you mentioned, if you'll just go on our website, fiestapensacola.org, there is a tab at the top that says volunteer. If you'll click on that, and then you'll fill out the form that is under that tab, and we would love to have you. This would be to volunteer with our events throughout the year, whether that's Crawfish Festival, Seafood Festival, the Children's Treasure Hunt, the Grand Fiesta Parade in the summer. We are always looking for volunteers. You do have to be over 21 to be a member of Fiesta Forces because we do have some alcohol at our events. Mm-hmm. But if you are not over 21 and you are in high school and you are interested, we also have a Junior Forces. Mm-hmm. That is for our high schoolers, our rising freshmen, and then our freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. They would help us in our children's area at our events as well as our Children's Treasure Hunt throughout the day. So we would love to have you. Again, fiestapensacola.org under that volunteer tab.
Yeah, I did see, as soon as you were talking about, you know, there may be some alcohol on the grounds there, I see one of your sponsors is Blue Chair Bay.
Yes, Blue Chair Bay. They joined us a couple years ago. That we love having them. Mm-hmm. We have a couple bars at our festivals that serve Blue Chair Bay rum cocktails. Mm. So if you are interested in that, we have it at our festivals as well.
Is that Kenny Chesney's
it is.
Rum line?
It is, yeah. And he just came out with a few new flavors. Don't ask me which ones, but he just, it was a key lime cream. He came out a couple years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And he put it in the freezer. Quite delicious.
Oh, man. Yes. I just brought home, this is totally off topic, sort of, but I brought home a key lime flavored whipped topping in a can.
Oh,
and
okay.
If you put it on top of a graham cracker, it's almost like you're eating key lime pie. It's okay. so good.
Sounds perfect.
Or you can put it on your coffee for a weird, interesting kick in the morning. My guest this morning, Margaret Ann West, the director of events at Fiesta Pensacola. Go to fiestapensacola.org. Let's go back over the Children's Treasure Hunt and the Pensacola Crawfish Festival for people who may be just joining us and don't know about these great events.
Let's do it.
We'll start with the Children's Treasure Hunt. Where and when and how can people go to this?
It is in a couple weeks. It is Saturday, April 6th, and it's going to be at Museum Plaza, which is right behind the Pensacola Museum of History, kind of between the Children's Museum and the Bowden Buildings, if y'all are familiar with downtown. It is a completely free event. The registration starts at 11:30, and we go till about 3 each. Each registered child up to the first 500 will go home with a giveaway bag, and it has some fun toys and games in it. We will have community partners joining us. I believe we have 8 joining us. They will have tents that give more information about what they do, as well as games and crafts at each tent. We have a free lunch, which will be chicken, hot dogs, applesauce, chips, cookies. We have snow cones. We have face painting, we have crafts, we have all sorts of stuff, and then a scavenger hunt through the Pensacola Museum of History to learn a little bit more about Pensacola as well as Fiesta. Wow. So again, that is completely free, starts at 11:30 on April 6th and goes till 3. At the end of the event, we give away about 28 grand prizes. That's between bicycles, tricycles, art easels, summer camps, and then our 2 grand prizes are 2 beach stays over on Pensacola Beach.
Man, is there an age limit? I want to get in on these prizes.
Right,
wow.
We do have an age limit. It is 10 and under, unfortunately.
Okay, all right.
10 and under. You're welcome to bring the whole family. Mm-hmm. So if you do have kids that are over 10, they are welcome to join us as well. They just wouldn't be able to be in the drawing for those grand prizes.
Right. You guys are on social media, I take it?
We
Fiesta
are,
Pensacola?
Yes, at Fiesta Pensacola on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. We are working on a TikTok, slowly but surely, getting right. with the times. Mm-hmm. But right now, we are active on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, yeah, you'll have a TikTok page up just as soon as they outlaw it.
Yes,
in the
right,
United
pretty
States.
Much. Yes, very true, very true.
You have to move
true.
It to the next platform
yes,
that
we'll
pops
Yes, we'll just go to
up.
Reels, it's fine.
Right, yeah, well, check yes. social media to stay current on all these events, the times, and in case there's any inclement weather or anything like that. All right, and then moving to the Pensacola Crawfish Festival, April 26th through the 28th. Let's talk about that a little bit for somebody who may have never been.
Let's do it. It is $5 for adults to get in. Kids age 6 to 12, $2. Kids 5 and under are free. I believe this is our 38th annual Crawfish Festival.
Wow.
It has been a lot of fun. It has grown. If you have been with us for a while, you know it started at Bartram Park, which is across the street from where we are now. We are now at Seville Square and Fountain Park, which is downtown by Hub Stacy's, Pensacola Bay Brewery, that area. It is an all-day event. Friday, we open 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. I did want to share, we have some amazing musicians joining us throughout the weekend.
Cool.
On Friday, our festival is going to be kicked off with the 9th Avenue Brass Band. Then we have Swampland Revival, Greg Martinez and the Delta Kings, and Dwayne Dupsey and the Zydeco Hellraisers. Mm. And then Saturday... Excuse me. Saturday, we have Buku Groove, Curly Taylor, and Flow Tribe. And then Sunday, we have the Babineau Sisters Band, Chubby Carrier, and the Bayou Swamp Band.
Nice. All yes. those names sound completely authentic.
And
you know,
yes.
I know I'm going to be in store for some good music
yes.
there. And it's
bring
all,
your dancing shoes.
Oh, yes, definitely. And get ready to eat some crawfish.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to take another quick commercial break. If you have any questions, let us know before we run out of time. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker. We'll be right back after this.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th Anniversary Sales Event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Case, I'm gonna break your face. Don't you mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman.
I'm pretty sure this song was on the jukebox at the Waffle House that I worked at, third shift in Mont Eagle, Tennessee, when I was a kid. But speaking of that, I want to ask you a really quick question while we've got a moment. My guest this morning has been Margaret Ann West. She is the director of events at Fiesta Pensacola. Go to fiestapensacola.org and stay tuned for all these great events and festivals and celebrations that they're bringing to us. Of course, we're talking about the Children's Treasure Hunt coming up on April 6th. At the Museum Plaza, and also the Pensacola Crawfish Festival. Can't wait for that. April 26th through the 28th. You eat at Waffle House a lot, right?
Of course I do. All right. You know me so well.
And they don't have a crawfish option for the scattered, smothered, covered. What would that be? Crawfished or cray?
Crayed.
Oh, cray.
Crayed.
Oh,
there we go.
Crayed. Yep. Yes. But we had this frivolous topic on our morning show with Andrew. How do you get your hash browns at Waffle House? What do you do?
Scattered, covered, and capped.
Oh, keeping it simple with the three.
With the three, yes.
Capped with the mushrooms.
With the mushrooms. Mm. My husband will get it with the gravy, though. And
country.
So, countryed, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we keep running this segment of an interview that they had with the guy that, you know, made Bert's chili.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, so... Yeah, he goes to Waffle House pretty much probably every day and says, yeah.
I would too if I could.
Yeah, but he doesn't get the chili.
Huh.
Because I guess he's had it so much.
I was going to say, he's had enough.
But he always gets a taste.
Oh,
just
good.
So he does
just
like
to make
a little.
Sure.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Quality
so.
Control.
Yep. All right. So the Pensacola Crawfish Festival, April 26th through the 28th. But the Children's Treasure Hunt is coming up April 6th at 11:30 to 3 o'clock at Museum Plaza. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. We look forward to seeing you.
Yep.